You are listening to the Mindset Mama podcast, hosted by me, Tiffany Nguyen. I'm a wife, mom, and mindset coach that is obsessed with helping moms free themselves of guilt, uplevel their momfidence, and unlock their inner mama sparkle. Each week, me and my special guests are coming to you with tips and tools to help you step into your power and become the mom that you have always dreamed to be. Are you ready to unleash your mama superpowers? If yes, then let's go. Hello, mamas. Welcome to another episode of the Mindset Mama podcast. It's Wednesday, so I am bringing you guys another mini coaching session episode today. These episodes are quick little coaching sessions that I do with real life mamas that are having an issue or a struggle in their life that they need some support, some guidance on, and you guys get to see me put on my coaching hat and help these mamas out. But before we dive into today's episode, you guys, I'm so excited to announce that the Mindset Mama membership is now open for enrollment. If you have been listening to these episodes and you are like, I need some of this in my life, if you've gotten any good tips, and if this podcast has helped you at all, and you're like, this is something that I need more of, then I want you in the Mindset Mama membership. I know that not everyone can either afford to do one-on-one coaching with me, or maybe even one-on-one isn't kind of your jam. So I came up with this idea to allow a way for more of you to get access to the coaching tools, the resources, the knowledge, the expertise that I have in a way that's going to allow you to get that support without emptying your pocketbooks. So this membership is just $27 a month, and you're going to get a weekly coaching session with me and other mamas. You're going to have a tribe of mamas rooting you on to rock your mama life. I'm going to be bringing you experts in parenting with things from sleep training to eating and all kinds of things that we know that moms struggle with, and it's going to be so much fun. So if you're interested in becoming a member in the Mindset Mama membership and you're like, yes, I need more of this, sign me up, then head to my Instagram and click the link in my bio. And you can click to join the Mindset Mama membership, or if you click details of this episode, you'll see the link where you can sign up right there. I'm so excited about this. It's going to be so good. We're kicking off May 1st. So if you want to get locked in at this price and you'll hold that $27 price for forever, no matter what the price changes to in the future, then you want to sign up ASAP, because after this month, the price will go up and the membership might close depending on how many people sign up. So you definitely want to make sure you get in ASAP. I cannot wait. And if you decide to join us, be sure to send me a direct message on Instagram and let me know so that I can shout you out and say that I am so proud of you for making the decision to invest in yourself and know that you are so important and that you deserve this for yourself. Thanks so much. And let's dive into today's episode. All right. So go ahead and just give me some background information on what's going on with you and what you really want to focus on tonight.
I live in Okinawa, Japan, because my husband is military and we got stationed out here. So I'm a whole day ahead of you.
Wow. Okay.
That's why it's daylight for me. Like it's
only, yes.
It's only 10 a.m. 10:30.
Wow.
I know. So maybe that's also why it threw me off.
Yes.
But anyway, basically what's been going on, like I'm juggling a lot of things, like new things. I'm trying to build a presence on the internet, like on social media. I don't know exactly where I'm going to get with that. I'm just trying to like be intuitive about it. And just my hope, like what I really want to do is just not overthink, because that's what I've been doing for years. And I knew that by overthinking or trying to plan every little single thing, I knew that I would just like be wasting time and end up not doing anything at all.
Yes.
So, I'm an artist, but I like to say I'm a recovering artist because I spent years like abandoning my craft. And some of it was because, I was in the Marine Corps, so
Okay.
I didn't have a lot of time to do, what I love to do because the military was so taxing. So now that I'm out and I'm just like a wife now and I'm pregnant now, so I'm dealing with hormones and not trying to like overdo it. But at the same time, like I know that if I have energy, I know that I should be putting out. So yeah, I'm a recovering artist and I'm just trying to build a portfolio right now. I like to paint portraits. Ideally, I'd like to make a like a business out of it, but I'm just trying to like I'm just doing free portraits right now until I have a good amount of like a collection to kind of back myself up of what I can do. And also kind of like a gratitude thing for people on my network as kind of like, let me paint you, let me use you as a reference. And I'll do them for free for now. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a step. So that's currently what I'm doing. Like, and of course paintings take a while. It's not like a quick thing. And then also on the side, I'm just going to school online. I don't know exactly what I'm studying, but I'm just trying to take some classes just to keep myself productive and, at some point get a degree. But I don't really have any degree goals. So taking general stuff right now. So I guess all in all, that's basically it. Like I have like little tiny things where I struggle with, where it's like, trying to stay active and be, well, I feel like part of myself going away because I don't have as much of a drive to be as fit or active as I used to be. Because I'm pregnant now and I don't know how to work out pregnant. So I've been trying to look at like other fitness experts who have done it or who specialize in pregnancy. So that's kind of like in the works right now. I'm just the messages are pending. And I'm also in a I have like a direct sales business with like a beauty business. So I mean that's fun. Like I love it. Like it actually like it's kind of like my savior because it keeps me busy and a part of me is like it gives me something to kind of wake up to a little bit because I don't have a job out here. It's really hard to have a job out here. It's not like I could just get a job out in town in Japan because, like it just doesn't work out that way. And I'm pregnant too, so I've become kind of like a couch body. And so yeah, I don't
So are
even know.
you just struggling with kind of feeling like what, like trying to find your groove and like,
Yeah.
wait, yeah. So you kind of do you, so you don't really feel stuck. You wouldn't say that you feel stuck. You just kind of don't feel like you have a very clear path of like where you're supposed to be going right now.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. I'm just trying to move
Okay.
and not be stagnant because that's what I've been
Right.
so long. So as long as I'm swimming somewhere and doing something, like at least I feel like I'm not losing myself.
Right. Right. Did that come from something that you experienced previously? Did you get to a place where you felt like you had lost yourself?
Yeah, in the military, I lost myself for sure. 'Cause, it's a very abrasive environment. It's very male dominated. You have to have a guard all the time. Very just rough, and I've been kind of calloused by it. And I've been out for 2 years now, and I have done some internal work where it's like, okay, like it's okay. Like I wake up and it's like, it's okay if I don't have to, you know, have everything like sharp and clean and
right.
You know what I mean? Because that's been drilled in my head already. And sometimes I struggle with that with my husband because he's still in.
Right.
But, you know, he's definitely relaxed a little bit since I've been out, and I've remembered what it's like to be a civilian now. So
mm-hmm.
I would say that's when I kind of like initially lost myself, but, and I'm just trying to like recreate that now. And
yes,
that's one of the reasons I even got out in the first place, because I knew that I didn't want to make that a career. And I love so many things, and I like to say I am good at so many things.
Yeah.
So, it makes it harder for me to have like a specific focus.
Oh yes. I can totally relate to that. I call it being multi-passionate. So when you are a multi-passionate person, it is hard to figure out like, what am I supposed to actually even be doing? Because you are passionate about so many things. And so you get to a place where you're like, all right, but what am I actually supposed to be doing? So this is where you have to kind of like what you're doing, what I encourage, you know, people who are multi-passionate to do is to try a little bit of everything and figure out. And, you know, as you're like dipping your toe into this, into that, into finding all of these different things, you're going to start to see, and you're going to start to realize like, hey, I'm actually, you know, I really enjoy this, like this, I thought I might like it, but I really don't like it. And, you know, this is kind of cool, but like, it's not something I actually see myself doing. And I've done the same thing. And like people who know me personally are always like, you're doing something else. You're like, you're doing something else again. And I'm just like, can you relate to that?
Yeah.
It's because I'm like, well, like, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. A lot of times people will look at something like that and say like, because it's drilled in our heads that you pick a career, you stick with it, and that's how life is supposed to be. And like, that's what we're told from like a young age, that like, you find what you're going to do with your life, like you pick a career and you just go, and that's what you do until you die. Like, and that's the way society is drilled in our brains that life is supposed to work. But when you're someone like us who does get, you know, enjoyment in so many different areas, it's hard for someone to tell us, hey, you got to pick one thing and that's what you're going to do for the rest of your life. Because we're like, but wait a minute, but what if I want to do this? And, but what if I want to try this? And what if this is something I like too? And like, that's totally fine. And so like, what you're doing now, a lot of people will tell you like, oh, you're doing way too much, girl. Like, you got to pick something and settle down. But I would 100% encourage you to like, yes, try all the things that you like. And as you do them, you're going to start to see and find, hey, like, I really thought I liked this. Like, I'm actually really good at it, but I don't actually enjoy doing it. And you're going to start to see and find the things that you like, the things that you're good at. And then that's how you're going to find like what is your like number one thing. And of course it's okay to do several different things at the same time too.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it sounds nice to actually hear it, like to have that validation of like,
yes,
it's okay to do everything kind of.
Yeah, you can do all, you know, all the different things, and that's totally okay. You don't have to just pick one thing and stick with it. I mean, eventually, yes, it's going to be better if you do find like that number one, and like that's what the goal is. That's what doing all of the different things like you're doing right now, that's what your end goal should be, is okay, so I'm doing all of these things, I'm going to try all of these things, I'm going to test them out, but then eventually I'm going to find that number one that I'm going to zone in and put my focus on, and everything else can just be kind of fun. Like for me right now, like the Mindset Mama is my number one. Like, that's my focus. That's what I really love. That's what lights me up. But I also am really into health and fitness. And so, like, I don't want to, like you said, I don't want to put that completely on the back burner and not do anything health and fitness related, because that's something that I really enjoy. And so, like, I still do a little bit of that, but it's not my main focus. And so
when you do that, you can find your number one. And what I would encourage you to do is to kind of give yourself kind of a timeline. All right. So like, when do I want to really launch things? So like, if art is like, you think that's going to be your number one, kind of give yourself kind of like a timeline. Okay. So this is when I want to have like my, like, I really want to have it going. I want to have it going by, you know, January 2020. Like, that's when I want everything to be unlocked. Like, I want to have my plan set out of how I'm going to execute it. And that's like what I'm going to do. So just kind of give yourself a grace period of just trying different things and testing different things out. Does that make sense?
Okay. I think, yeah, I think that's kind of like the solution I was kind of looking for that I didn't know I was looking for.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like I avoided putting deadlines, but it just didn't seem like something that, would kind of fill in the gaps. So basically I've been just moving and, you know, tapping into different interests, like since the beginning of the year. Like I started a YouTube channel. I came back, you know, I'm painting at least every day. And doing my little direct sales business, which is fun. Like, I really enjoy it. It doesn't feel like weird for me. And I do make a little bit of change here and there, but I'm an optimist. Like, I think it adds
right.
But anyway, like, I didn't think like of putting timelines on myself. So maybe like getting a timeline of like when I want to get these free portraits done and have like a portfolio. When do I want my portfolio?
Exactly.
Because after that, like, I just know that I want to make a business page, like a Facebook business page out of it.
Yes.
And I want to have a portfolio, which is basically a collection of artwork, so that way people can see that, like, I can do it. Or that I can, you know what I mean? So that was a vague idea, but I was still insecure enough. It is and was, still insecure to where, like, I was like, well, that's just like my vague, ambiguous figure, but I'm not like confident enough to make a precise like picture.
Right. But what giving yourself that timeline, that deadline, what that's going to do is it's going to keep you from getting to that place of like paralysis where you're like not doing anything because you don't really know what to do. When you give yourself that timeline and you say like, all right, by June of this year, like I want to have my Facebook page up and I want to have, you know, this many, you know, portraits in my portfolio to showcase, then that gives you something to actually work towards. Because when you don't have, and I don't like to call them goals, because that term just makes us feel like when we hit it, yes, great. But when you don't hit the goal, it feels like a failure. So I call them intentions. So like, set some intentions behind what you want to accomplish. So like, if you want to accomplish, like if that's your major goal is to get this Facebook page and portfolio up, like those are your intentions. All right. So now, how are these intentions going to play into your everyday life? What is that going to look like? How is that going to, you know, impact your everyday life? So now you know, like, okay, so every day I know I need to be working on actually doing the portraits. I know I need to be reaching out and contacting X, Y, and Z people to, you know, get started on, you know, reaching out to them to see if they, you know, want me to do their portraits or whatever, you know, you, that gives you kind of something to get the ball rolling so that you actually start to take action behind what you want to accomplish. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Good. Awesome. So like, set your intentions and set your intentions for your art work, set your intentions for, you know, like you said, you wanted to start doing some pregnancy workout kind of things, and the messages are just sitting there. So set some intentions behind that too. So like, what are my intentions? I know I want to have a plan of what my, you know, workouts are going to be by blank. And like, you start and you, that gives you some things to do so that you actually start to take action on what you want to accomplish, rather than just feeling like, okay, I want to do this and I want to do that. And I also want to do this and I also want to do that. And then you just don't do anything at all because you feel like, I don't even know where to start. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it gives you something to actually move towards. Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. So was that helpful?
Yeah. Yeah. I think, yeah.
Good.
And I just hopped on here because I was like, okay, well, it's a free session and I.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yes. Well, like, good.
I had that problem.
A lot of times you don't. You just start talking. You're like, wow, I didn't even realize that's what I was going to be talking about. Well, good. Yeah. I'm glad this was helpful. So what can you do now going forward when we get off the call, moving into the next few days? What are you going to do to start to get some things moving and get some clarity and start to actually take some action behind some things?
Start putting some dates, you know, and I think that's why I struggled with a schedule is because I didn't have any like deadlines. So in order, when you backtrack, how many hours you need to sleep, it's like, okay, if I need this done by like in 3 weeks, then this is what I have to do every single day.
Exactly.
So it's like, okay.
Yes, that's exactly it. I call it reverse engineering. So like you take, exactly. So you reverse engineer your goals, your intentions. So if you know, like you want to have your page launched by June, then you need 5 portraits to do it or whatever. And then, you know, it's going to take you however long to do each portrait. Then like you can reverse engineer and say, okay, I have between this date and this date to get this portrait done, which means I need to work on them for 2 hours a day and this date and this date, you know, so it gives you something to actually start to move forward, you know. Good. Awesome. Good. Well, thank you so much for hopping on. No problem. I'm so glad that we were able to get you some clarity on that.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Mindset Mama podcast today. I know that as a busy mom, your time is scarce. And for you to turn this podcast on today means the world to me. I hope that this has benefited you, and I hope that you've gotten something out of this podcast. And if you have, I would love it if you would subscribe to this podcast and also leave me a review. I love reading your reviews and getting to know what you guys truly love about the Mindset Mama. It would also be amazing if you would screenshot today's episode and share it on your Instagram stories and your Facebook stories and all over your social media. And be sure to tag me in it and let me know what you loved about today's episode. I am so excited to bring you guys even more value every single week as we talk about mom life and how we can rock this thing together. I am excited to be on this journey with you. Thanks so much again.